Jerry of the Circus. Jerry of the Circus.
How are you, Patsy?
You can feel any better than I do. What about you?
I guess that goes double for me.
Oh, I just think you'd be all worn out.
Why?
All that dinner you put away tonight.
Ah, quit kidding. Say, by the way, what are you doing out here so early? The tray's just lining up, and you don't go on for quite a while.
I know. Usually I'm dressing at this time. But do you realize, Jerry, that I haven't seen the Grand Parade all season?
Ah, you're fooling.
Indeed, I'm not. It's a disgrace, that's what it is.
Gee, Bumps and I know every turn by heart.
Mm, of course you do. But the clowns work all through the show. Those of us with just two star turns are usually only one thought till our turn is over.
Now, I can see how that is. It's probably better for you to concentrate on your own turn till it's finished.
Uh-huh, it is for me. I know every routine that follows my turn as well as you do.
Oh, greetings, Lady Patsy.
Oh, hello, Slat. Oh, your thumb is certainly swollen.
Haven't you seen Slat's big thumb before?
No. What happened, Slat?
I sprained it.
Oh, Slat. How can you sprain it bad enough for it to grow as big as a dill pickle?
Bad manners.
What on earth could you do even with the worst of manners to spoil your thumb so?
I hate to tell you.
You better confess.
Well, it's a bad habit I started when I was but a boy.
Yes?
Mm. I used this thumb for a pusher.
Oh. A pusher?
Sure, to push my food under my fork with. And let me tell you, I sometimes had to work it so hard it kept swelling and swelling and...
Oh, come on. sorry,
folks, my public...
He seems such a fool. What on earth did he do with that big paper mache thumb, Jerry?
Say, you've missed one of the best clown acts we've got if you haven't seen that.
Oh?
Come on through here. I'll show you.
Oh, I love this opening march. Gives me a thrill every time it starts up. Say, Jerry.
Yeah?
Have you seen Jason much lately?
Sure, but he's been kind of busy. You know, that Panther's been acting up.
Oh, I know. I just wondered if he wasn't making an excuse. Seems if I never see him anymore.
Besides, you've been away so much.
Yes, I know. Boris has insisted on taking me out for meals. It really has been nice showing you the town. It's been fun for a change.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect then, Kathy?
You don't like Boris, do you, Jerry?
No, I don't. But I do like you, and if you have fun with him, I guess... Well... Oh, hey, Patsy, look through here.
Oh, those elephants certainly look beautiful, don't they?
I'll say. And are they proud? Hey, look at El Mundo.
Oh, he's gorgeous. And all that beautiful purple and gold. And
hey, see Slack over there?
Oh, yes, oh, God. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, isn't he a riot? Trying to hitchhike a ride.
Look at them all, ignore him. Animals and drivers.
Yeah, someone runs along after them. He's sure doing his best to attract someone's attention.
And now he's trying to get the camel driver to give him the lift.
He sure looks like a worn-out hobo. But you just wait.
Oh, poor thing. Did you ever see anything so woebegone?
Watch him now, Patsy. Here comes the big lion cage.
Uh-huh. Oh, who is that? Nemo? He's the most vicious-looking cat Jason's got.
Hey there, see Slat still coming for a ride?
But the driver of the lion cage is stopped.
Sure, he's opening the door to the cage. Gonna give Slat the lift.
Oh.
But of course it's a fake door and Nemo can't get out.
Look at that clown laugh. He certainly doesn't want to ride to that lion. And he didn't, because he had a good run in him a minute ago.
Oh, boy, he's sure making time now.
Jerry. Say, Jerry. Well, hello, Patsy. I didn't know you were in here.
Oh, Jason, you're quite a stranger.
We've been watching Flint. That cat of yours sure looks ferocious, Jason.
You mean Nemo? Yeah, it's part of his act, and he knows it.
Did you want something of me?
Yes, Jerry. Will you try and find Mr. Randall? I want him to watch my action on.
Is there anything wrong?
Nothing serious, I hope, but you know how Freak's been acting out tonight.
I should say so. He certainly gave us a scare when he jumped on you last night.
Well, I've been thinking it might be a good idea to lead him out of the act for a while.
Oh, gee, that's a shame.
But naturally, I'd want to consult Mr. Randall first.
Okay, I'll get him for you right away, Jason.
But, Jason, are you sure it's safe for you to work the Panther at all tonight?
Well, of course. He's no worse than he's been all week. And he's not any better, and I just thought a rest might do the trick.
You're sure it's not dangerous?
Of course I am.
Because you mustn't take any risks, Jason.
Now don't you worry, Patsy, I won't.
You know, I don't seem to see you anymore, Jason.
Well, I guess you're pretty busy. And...
But I'm not too busy to see you, ever.
Do you mean that, Patsy?
Of course.
What about after the show tonight? Maybe we could go over to that Chinese place and get some chop suey. Would you like that?
You bet I would. I'd love it, Jason. Only, you see... Well, I'd already promised Boris.
Oh, sure, I see, Patsy. Well, I've got to tell those guards not to let Freak in until everything is set. Tell Mr. Randall I'll be back just before going in.
Of course. But, Jason...
Yes?
You do understand, don't you?
Sure I do, Patsy. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, you're one of the grandest girls I've ever known, and, well, I hope you're going to be very happy. So long.
But... Well, of all things.
Ah, the Lady Patsy. Well, did you like my turn?
What?
How did you like my act?
Oh, yes, of course, Lida. Oh, it's awfully funny. It sounds like the audience thought so, too.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Patsy. Say, is something wrong?
No. Why?
You're sort of funny.
I didn't mean to be.
Jason just left as I came up. He didn't say something to you that... If he did, I'll knock
his... Oh, no. No, of course he didn't, Matt. But he, Well, I think he's got the wrong idea about something, and, well, I don't know what I can do about it.
Uh-huh. He's such a stubborn fellow.
That's exactly it. So proud.
Well, I've got to change. But, Patsy, if there's anything I can do, you know, you can always depend on me, don't you?
Of course I do, Flat. And thanks.
Hey, Patsy. Yes? Has Jason gone in yet?
No, not yet, Jerry. Did you find Mr. Randall?
Yeah, he's right behind me.
Jason said he'd be back to see Mr. Randall just before going on.
He'll be here in a jiffy, Mr. Randall.
Good evening, Patsy.
Oh, Mr. Randall, you're sure it's safe for Jason to work Street tonight?
Oh, of course. Jason's too level-headed to take any risks.
Say, Jason knows his cats like a book, and, well, I guess they know him almost as well.
Can they tell when he's worried or upset?
You bet they can. They smell it or something, don't they, Mr. Randall?
Sometimes it seems so. Animals sense strange things like that sometimes.
I've heard that. I guess that's why I'm kind of worried.
What do you mean, Patsy?
Well, I was talking to Jason a minute ago, and he misunderstood something, and, well, he seemed sort of...
You didn't quarrel, did you?
Oh, no, but...
Well, I guess we don't have to worry much about Jason. He's a showman, first of all. I'm sure he can always take care of himself.
Indeed he is. I never get tired of watching his somersaults up with that tiger.
He passed the knockout all right, and the way he snarls and fights back. Why, you'd think she was going to jump at him any minute.
That's a surefire trick. The audience falls for it every time.
Oh, he's on up.
Yeah, they're putting a lion through the runway now.
You sure you say he said he'd be here?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Here he comes now.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, Mr. Randall. Please watch Streak carefully. I'll talk to you afterwards about it.
What about the gun?
I checked that. They're loaded with the usual blank cartridges.
You sure it's safe?
Of course. I posted Mike to stand by the steel door. One guard I can always trust.
Say, you better get going.
I'll say. Half my charges are already in the seal.
All right. Well, good luck, Jason.
And be careful.
That's the best thing I do. Well, here goes.
Okay. Good luck, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
All right, Mike. Everything ready?
Just be done it yourself.
Okay. Keep your eye on Freak when he comes in, and don't leave this door for any reason. If I need it, I'll need it quick.
You can count on me.
Okay. Open her up. All right, fellas, on your toes. Get going there, sister. Up. Hey, up there. Over on your pedestal, Nemo. Attica. Easy.
Sure working pretty tonight.
That's right. Now the rest. All of you, in your places. No, you don't. Over you go. Beat it.
That's coming up. Very fun to let Streak in.
Okay, Mike, let him in now.
Feeling mean tonight, eh? Ah, no, you don't. You're going through that fire, too, so don't act some... Easy, that streak! Okay, fellas, bring on the work.
You say so. Looks to me like you won't get that black jury for it tonight.
There we are, Street. There we are, folks. Hey, hey, look out, Jason. That's enough of that. You nearly got the start of that. Now, I won't pull that gun again, not toward me. Now, Streak, take it this time. Right through the bars. Get back. Back. Jason, quick. Come on. I can't make it yet. Get ready. Come again. Help, quick. Everyone's there. Help, quick. Everyone, quick. Starting to get again. Stop, quick. Lion. Cut the lion's out through the runway. One at a time. And no one must go in this field.
I'll handle it, Jason.
Quick.
Okay. We'll never forgive myself if anything happens to Jason. Easy there, Betsy. You know we'll get him to the hospital right away, and everything on earth that can be done for him will be done.
I'm sure. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I just forgot myself. Jason is a wonderful person.
Yes, I know that, and I feel just as you do. But you just can't run a circus without the risk of an accident now and then.
Of course. You're wonderful the way you try to protect us all, Mr. Hunt.
Jason's right over there at the garden. The ambulance ought to be here in a minute.
There's Mike. Hey, Mike, how is he?
I don't know yet. Black Jerry sure let him have it.
Jerry, you and Patsy stay here.
Yes, sir.
Out of the way, man.
But I want to go to him.
So do I, Patsy, but I guess we'd better do what Mr. Randall says.
But he hurt you.
I know, but there's nothing we can do, Patsy. Anyway, the ambulance should be here any minute now.
Oh, I'll never forget this as long as I live, Jerry. It's awful.
I know. But Jason sure was wonderful the way he handled things.
But when he jumped on him...
Patsy, now stop thinking about it. Just remember how Jason got away and got through that steel door. I tell you, it was wonderful. He kept all those other lions at bay, too.
Oh, he is wonderful, isn't he?
I'll say. Say, listen, most any other guy would have had that whole steel filled with fighting lions.
Here comes the ambulance now.
They certainly made good time.
Oh, heaven.
There's no time to lose. They've got to rush him right to the hospital.
Wait for the stretcher.
All right. Out of the way there.
Just
come in easy, boys.
Easy there. Now we've got him.
All right. There. Now, get him right to the emergency hospital. I'll drive down with you.
Right in here, boys. Slide the stretcher right in here.
Now, I'm glad Miss Randall's going along.
Yeah, and we'll go down first thing in the morning, Patsy, and see how he's getting on.
Yes. Yes, of course.
All right, out of the way. Here we go.
Poor Jason. Golly, I hope he'll be all right by morning.
Thank you.